Let's pick up Gay in Cleveland, and her sister's got some sciatic pain and a little joint pain. Are you there, Gay?
Yes, I am.
And how old is your sister?
She's 64.
Oh, okay. And how much does she weigh?
She weighs 156.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, the first thing that I always think of is which side is it, left side or right side?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it makes all the difference in the world. See,
okay.
Typically left side, it might be nothing more than salt deficiency.
Okay.
And if it's the right side, it might be the real thing. And so we certainly need to know. And the first thing that I always think about when I hear that we've got a little sciatic pain, I always think about the sacrum and the back. You know, many years ago, she may have had a fall. 20, 30 years ago, you don't even think about it, but it creates an interference field. And
right.
Slowly but relentlessly, this guy is interfering with the normal energy flow to the sacrum until it slowly starts to be a serious, more and more of a nuisance. And so there's several things that can be done. One of my favorite things, of course, is to first rule out the nutrition as a possible problem.
Uh-huh.
And so here I'd want to make sure that at her age and weight, she was getting about a teaspoon a day of an air-dried sea salt.
Okay?
And then there should be, that's step one. Step two, we want to make sure that we have good, healthy bile flow, because many times the tendons and the connective tissue, called the sinews here, can become very tight as a result of either a kidney and or a gallbladder issue. So we want to make sure we are supporting the healthiest kidney, healthiest gallbladder. So these things can be ruled out very quickly. Typically, if kidney is the player, we'd again be looking for a tailbone or a low back injury and or an episiotomy. Maybe she gave childbirth 20, 30, 40 years ago and tore rectally to vaginally. That scar is notorious for sedating the normal energy flow to kidney and slowly can create all kinds of issues with the connective tissue, okay? Gallbladder also. So the gallbladder usually gives us a lot of warning. There's burping, there's belching, you eat a high-fat fried food meal and you don't feel good. That's the high sign that you may have to do a little bit of gallbladder support here. And so I think you need to go back and get a little more intelligence data from her or have her call in so that we can give her the simplest, fastest way to help that body enjoy the best health. Okay, Gay?
Okay. I got another. With this severe joint pain, she has legs. She has pain in her legs and buttocks and swelling in the leg with that pain.
Okay. See, again, now you're looking at, since it's legs and nowhere else, you're giving a high sign that it's kidney, and the fact it's severe, it's now time to visit a practitioner. And what I would recommend is that you may call the order line, get the number of a QRA practitioner, and find out just what the heck's going on here, and get to the bottom of it as quickly as possible. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.